This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
New from Radiotopia presents Red for Revolution, an audio drama about Black love, queer romance, and liberation. Join Jasmine, an 18-year-old navigating her queer identity while learning about her grandmother's secret love affair. Through her discoveries, we're transported back to 1971 to witness two remarkable women embark on a romance that defies all conventions. Subscribe to Radiotopia Presents and listen to Red for Revolution wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy to have with us our dear, dear brother, Dr. Maulana Karenga. Dr. Karenga, how are you today, sir?
And Jema, I'm very good. Good to see you, Matsumela, Reverend Mark Thomas. Always good to come and talk with you. And just so the people know a little bit more about me, in addition to what you said, I am currently professor and chair of the Department of Africana Studies. I'm also co-chair of the Black Community Clergy and Labor Alliance of Black United Front here in L.A., doing good work on several levels. I'm chair of the National Association of Kawita Organizations. And you mentioned I'm chair of my organization, NASA, but also executive director of the African American Culture Center, the founding space for Kwanzaa. That's the first place that we celebrated Kwanzaa after I had conceived the holiday. But first I conceived, of course, the Nguzo Saba. I'm author of many books that some of you mentioned, selected from the Hosea's Sacred Wisdom of Ancient Egypt. But my classic book at this point is Ma'at, the Moral Idea in Ancient Egypt, a study in classical African ethics, 800-page dissertation that was later published and became a seminal work in Ma'atian ethics. In fact, introducing the very subject in Black studies of Ma'atian ethics. Before it, there was nothing. Also, you mentioned I translated not only Egyptian text, but Yoruba text, and produced a book called Odu'ifa, The Ethical Teaching. So, and currently I'm writing a book on a similar work on Haji Malcolm X, titled The Liberation Ethics of Haji Malcolm X, Critical Consciousness, Moral Grounding, and Transformative Struggle. And I take those three things, critical consciousness, moral grounding, and transformative struggle, from Haji Malcolm's program. He said, I have a three-point program. Wake up, clean up, and stand up. Wake up, I call critical consciousness, coming into critical consciousness. Clean up, I call moral grounding. And stand up, I call transformative struggle. Struggle to change not only society, but self-society, and hopefully, ultimately, the world. So just that background I thought it might be good for us to have. And thank you so much again for the invitation. Thank you for your introduction.
Well, and thank you for all of that background. Let's start this way. Tell us the process, the development, how it came out, even the very discussion of the Nguzo Saba and how they came to be 60 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I created the Nguzo Saba before I did Kwanzaa. And I created Kwanzaa to actually introduce and promote the Nguzo Saba. Now, when the movement starts, I come into the movement during the civil rights phase, which is like 1955 to 65. But I come into my own in the Black Power phase of the Black Freedom Movement, which is 1965 to 1975. And I left school. I was working on my doctorate at UCLA, and I left school to join the movement full time, because that's what I wanted to do. And I asked myself, how can I meet this call? You know, Dr. Mary Clavithune, Dr. Mary Clavithune has said, knowledge is the prime need of the hour, but we will want to know what you're going to do with your knowledge. And she said, it's up to us who have that knowledge to share that knowledge. She called it discovering the dawn and then sharing it with the masses of our people and our youth who need it most. And so I wanted to create something of value. And I believe that if I could create something of value that would help the movement, right, that people would embrace it and use it to ground themselves, orient themselves, and direct their lives toward good and expansive end. And that is how the Nguzo Saba came up. I looked at the movement and I said, what are the basic principles that we could use to enhance our practice and reaffirm the importance. And of course, I did a lot of study. And this is what people sometimes miss because when they say invented or something. No, this is an intellectual project, both the Nguzo Saba and Kwanzaa itself, studying different African cultures, asking myself, what is the social glue that holds these cultures together, give them their grounding and orientation, their light, their dignity-affirming, life-enhancing, and world-preserving character? And I said it's the communitarian aspect of it, values that stress and strengthen family, community, and culture. And so that's what I did, is to develop these seven values that I believe, you know, like, give us a kind of grounding and orientation and a basic Black value system. That's how we introduce it. That, again, grounds us, orients us, and directs our life toward good and expansive end. And those values, as people know, are celebrated all over the world, throughout the world African community, on every continent in the world. Kwanzaa and Nguzo Saba were celebrated and practiced. And those values are umoja, unity, kujichagulia, self-determination, ujima, collective work and responsibility, ujamaa, cooperative economic, nia, purpose, kuumba, creativity, and imani, faith. So those are the seven fundamental values. And again, a Black value system, because we argued then and now that one of the most important things we can do, if we're going to seek liberation, it's to realize we are our own liberators, that there's no culture older than ours, no people more sacred or chosen or holy or elect than ours, no history more sacred than ours, no history more worthy of being taught and told than ours. And so we put this emphasis on culture. And sometimes, I think you know that much, sometimes people used to misunderstand that and reduce culture to song and dance or wearing our African clothes or speaking Swahili. That's part of it. But culture is a larger project in Kawaida philosophy. This is my philosophy out of which I created both Kwanzaa and the Nguzo Saba. And that philosophy we define as an ongoing synthesis of the best of African sensitivity, thought, and practice in constant exchange with the world. And so when we talk about culture, we're talking about the totality of thought and practice. Listen, the totality of thought and practice by which a people creates itself, celebrates, sustains, and develops itself, and introduces itself to history and humanity. And that occurs on seven basic levels: religion or spirituality and ethics, that's the first level. Second, history, social organization, economic organization, political organization, creative production, which is your art, your music, your literature, dance, etc. And finally, ethos, the collective psychology that a people has as a result of his practice in those other six areas. So ours was a larger project and remains a larger project. So everything we do is culture. When we think and talk, that's culture. When we create and imagine the future, that's part of culture. When we struggle for liberation, that's part of culture. We don't separate it. We see it all as one interconnected, interrelated project. And I want to talk to you later on about the whole concept of culture nationalism and revolutionary nationalism if we get into it. I think that's a very important struggle.
Well, Dr. Coringa, let's go ahead and get into it now. And unfortunately, our time is short. We're a little behind schedule. I've got about 3 minutes left, but give us a glimpse of cultural nationalism and revolutionary nationalism in the context of the Nguzo Saba, if you would.
Okay, so we call out a philosophy of revolutionary culture nationalism, a revolutionary culture nationalism. A revolutionary culture nationalism is based on three fundamental propositions. The first is that the defining feature of any people, a nation, is its culture. Second, that for a people to be itself and free itself, it must be self-conscious, self-determining, and rooted in its own culture. And third proposition is that the quality of life of a people and the success of its liberation struggle depends upon it waging culture revolution within and political revolution without, resulting in the radical transformation of self, society, and ultimately the world. Those are the fundamental kind. And we make no distinction between culture nationalism, revolutionary nationalism, but because we were both. And we embodied and practiced over 60 years. When other people talk wild, you know, and talk negative, they're not here to challenge that. The reality is that more and more people are turning to the fact that we must be our own liberators. We are our own first responders. We are our own self-saviors. And we are our own liberators. But people that cannot save itself, we say, is lost forever. So let's continue to struggle, keep the faith, and hold the line as we move forward and upward on the dignity-affirming, life-enhancing, and world-preserving paths of our ancestors.
Yes, yes, powerful as ever. Couple minutes left. I'm going to ask a question. It's always intrigued me as a young person and as a student. Well, it used to be a person. There are seven principles of Ma'at. And the Nguza Saba has seven principles. Is there any, did any thought go into that? Is there any intersection seven and seven?
Yes. So I did both. I introduced the seven cardinal virtues of Ma'at, right? And I introduced seven principles. The seven principles overarching for us as community principles. And the seven cardinal virtues or virtues I extracted from the many virtues of ancient Egypt to represent the best of Ma'atian practice. And I chose those virtues because those virtues can be translated as Ma'at. If I say, what is the word for truth in ancient Egyptian? It's Ma'at. If I say, what is the word for justice in ancient Egypt? It's Ma'at. So I use those seven principles. They're manageable. They have a sacred spiritual sense for African peoples throughout the continent. And they are fundamental to how we understand ourselves and assert ourselves in the world. And they can be learned and practiced on a daily basis.
Yes, yes. Dr. Maulana Karenga, thank you for joining us on WPFW-FM Pacifica Radio, MIP on 89.3. Talk next week, everyone. Thank you.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.